Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. My name is Stephen Mansfield, and what you're listening to is something exciting and new and historic. In this new radio broadcast, we are keeping alive the teaching of Derek Prince, a man I hope you know about, who taught for decades in the body of Christ, a vast and beautiful and powerful body of teaching that still is having impact. And the folks at Derek Prince Ministries decided to continue, and not only continue, but to expand the impact of that body of teaching. I'm Stephen Mansfield, as I said, and I had the privilege of writing the biography of Derek Prince, which put me in a position of spending time with him in the last months of his life. And I have to tell you, even though I knew about Derek, I was deeply impacted by the history of his life, the story of his emergence as one of the world's most prominent ministers of the gospel. And I was also impacted by his simplicity in Christ, his devotion to Jesus. When Derek Prince Ministries decided after his death to continue this amazing radio show that we're part of now, I just knew I had to be part. We'll be talking to you more in the future about these stories and the things that came up and as we did the research on the bio and just this amazing body of teaching. You're going to be hearing some of that today, and I'm excited about this particular teaching because, you know, I am part of our modern generation. I use my words fairly freely, you know, and our kind of our Rush Limbaugh sort of sarcasm-oriented world. I tend to use my words less cautiously than I ought to, and I know that sometimes perhaps I bring curses on myself or others through those words. And there might be other things in my life that I do that bring curses on me. I know the word curses is a word that's not often used in our modern world, but listen to what Derek has to say about it today as he talks to us about the nature of blessings and curses and see how this amazing revelation from God has power to change your life.
It's good to be with you again, sharing with you precious insights out of Scripture that have made the difference between success and failure in my life and can do the same in yours. The title for my talks this week is From Curse to Blessing. I'll be sharing with you truths from Scripture which you've probably never heard before and which have the power to change the whole destiny of your life. In my first talk yesterday, I explained that the basis of all God's provision for us is the divinely ordained exchange which took place when Jesus died on the cross. Very simply, God permitted the evil due to our rebellion to come upon Jesus, that the good due to Jesus' obedience might be made available to us. There are many different aspects. I just mentioned a few. Jesus was punished that we might be forgiven. He was wounded that we might be healed. He tasted our death that we might share his life. He was made sin that we might become righteousness. He endured rejection that we might have acceptance, and so on. But I focused in my talk yesterday on one particular aspect of that exchange, concerning which most Christians have received absolutely no teaching. This is stated by the Apostle Paul in Galatians 3:13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree," that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. Now the exchange there between the evil and the good is obvious. The evil is the curse, the good is the blessing. Jesus was actually made a curse when he hung on the cross. This is according to the words of the book of Deuteronomy, where God said through Moses, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree," the cross being a tree. And so when Jesus hung on the cross, every Jew who knew his Old Testament scriptures knew that Jesus had been made a curse. What they did not understand, and what can only be revealed by the Holy Spirit, is the reason why he was made a curse. He was made a curse that in return we might be redeemed from the curse and inherit the blessing of God. So that's what we're going to focus on. The exchange from curse to blessing, the transition by which you pass from under the curse and into the blessing. Today I'm going to share with you the nature of both blessings and curses and how they operate. Both blessings and curses essentially take the form of words. They may be spoken, written, or merely uttered inwardly. But these words become vessels of supernatural power. They're not just ordinary words. That wouldn't make them either blessings or curses. They're words that have been charged with some kind of supernatural power. Blessings produce good effects. Curses produce evil effects. Blessings proceed from God or from men representing God, and curses likewise. God pronounces curses, and men representing God pronounce curses. But there's a further point with curses, that they also proceed from Satan or men representing Satan. Satan cannot bless anybody, but he can curse. Now, this is the most important point. I want you to listen carefully. Once released, both blessings and curses tend to continue on through time, from generation to generation, even from century to century, until they are revoked. Normally, once a curse has been released, or a blessing, it will continue until something happens to cancel it or revoke it. This means that there can be forces at work in our lives which were originally set in motion in previous generations, even many centuries previously. Consequently, we may be dealing with things in our lives, in our circumstances, in our families, in our temperament, which aren't to be explained solely in terms of what's happened in our lifetime or in our personal experience. The root cause for them may go back a long way in time, even generations, and even, as a matter of fact, millennia, thousands of years.
You know, this is what I love about the teaching of Derek Prince. He takes extremely ethereal, sometimes difficult to grasp concepts, and he puts them into simple language. The idea that curses can be time travelers, that they can move from generation to generation, is not only beautifully expressed, but it's something we need to know. I don't know about you, but I love my children, and any curse coming down through my family line, I want broken in the name of Jesus. You know, in fact, I'm wondering if some of what we're watching in the Middle East these days isn't connected to generational curses as tribes and nations battle it out over curses that are sometimes centuries old. What a fascinating teaching. Stay with us now as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Could some of the problems you face be the result of a curse? The clear 21st century answer is absolutely yes. In his classic book, Blessing or Curse? You Can Choose, Derek Prince uncovers the reality of curses in today's contemporary life. Chronic illness, accidents, continual financial pressure, strained relationships, and struggles that just won't go away are all possible indications of a curse at work. Step by step, Derek explains how curses start, how they operate, and how to stop them. In this book, you'll read riveting, real-life examples exposing the nature of curses in today's world, and you'll learn how to identify a curse and stop it cold. Call toll-free 800-448-3261 to order Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose, for only $14.95. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Begin a life of liberty. Choose blessings. 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we've been listening to an amazing teaching by Derek Prince called The Nature of Blessings and Curses. I got to tell you, this is really impacting me as we hear about generational curses and how they can work historically, and Derek's giving us biblical examples of this. So let me not rant on anymore. Let's get back to it. I want to hear more about this issue of the nature of blessings and curses as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Now, history contains many examples of the outworking of both blessings and curses. I'll begin by taking some examples from the Bible. First of all, of blessings. Here's an example in Genesis 22, 15 through 18, of a very important blessing pronounced upon Abraham. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing, and have not withheld your son, your only son. This was the point at which Abraham was willing actually to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice on Mount Moriah. Then God continues, Because you have not withheld your son, your only son, in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, also in your descendant, the same word, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Now that blessing was pronounced 4,000 years ago. It's still at work in history today. One evidence is this broadcast that you are listening to, because the blessing that comes to you through this broadcast comes through Jesus Christ, the seed of Abraham. And because of that blessing pronounced 4,000 years ago, you are being blessed right now if you can receive the message of this radio message. So you see, blessings continue from generation to generation, from century to century. Now let's look at some examples of curses. First of all, a curse pronounced by God himself in Genesis 12:3, when he called Abraham to leave Ur of the Chaldees and go out and obey him for another land which he would afterwards give him. Some of the promises that God gave to Abraham were these, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Notice, in the middle of the blessings, there's a curse. I will curse the one who curses you, Abraham. Now, the same was stated again later on when Isaac, the son of Abraham, blessed his son Jacob. In Genesis 27:29, he said, Let people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you and blessed be those who bless you. Again, the same. If anybody curses you, Jacob, God will curse him. So you see, this is something that also continues in history. In simple modern-day language, that's God's protection against anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is the attitude and the spirit that curses Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and their descendants, the Jewish people, up to this day. And anybody who yields to the spirit of anti-Semitism or makes negative utterances and statements that are false against the Jewish people is exposing himself or herself to that curse pronounced by God more than 3,000 years ago. And if you look at the history of all the nations and the empires in the last 3,000 years that have turned against the Jewish people, persecuted them, sought to destroy them, you find that every one of them has come under the curse of God. This is a fact of history. It is still at work in our world today. We only have to consider the events of the 1930s and the 1940s in Germany and in Europe to see how true this is today. Let me give you another remarkable example. When Saul and Jonathan, his son, were killed in battle against the Philistines, David uttered a most beautiful poetic lament over them. And because they had been killed on the mountains of Gilboa, David said something about the mountains of Gilboa, which I want to read to you in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 21. David said, O mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, nor let there be rain upon you, nor fields of offerings. For the shield of the mighty is cast away there, the shield of Saul not anointed with oil. I don't know whether David really knew what he was saying, but he said to that particular group of hills, let there be no dew nor rain. That was a curse. Now, that was about 3,000 years ago. You can go to that very area of the land of Israel today. The Jewish people have been remarkably successful in reforestation. They've planted trees on every kind of hill and mountain, but they cannot succeed in making them grow on Mount Gilboa. Why? Because David pronounced a curse 3,000 years ago. Can you see how real this whole thing is? Many of us need to adjust our thinking, because we're grappling with unseen forces that we don't understand. Now I'll give you two quick examples from later history. Both of them go back to the 1600s, and strangely enough, both of them in the land of Scotland. I heard each of these personally from the persons involved in the last couple of years. First of all, a lady whom I met in Australia in December 1984. When she heard my teaching on curses, she came up to me, and later she sent me a letter in which she showed me a written curse that had been pronounced upon her clan way back in Scotland by no less a person than the Archbishop of Edinburgh, a most blood-curdling curse. And she told me, in effect, our family today is still struggling against the effects of this curse. And then, in November 1985, I met in Scotland a descendant of an aristocratic Scottish family in Aberdeenshire who also recognized that he and his family were under curse. And the history is that in the 1600s, there'd been a war between two Scottish clans. And the members of his clan had murdered the members of another clan, including a pregnant woman. And as she died, that pregnant woman pronounced a curse on that clan. And he told me, and he was a very sober, intelligent man, he said, that curse is still at work. You see, in both these cases, the people felt the effects. Unnatural accidents, sicknesses, family disputes, financial problems, continuing frustrations, although they were born again Christians. That's how real both blessings and curses are.
You know, I love the teaching that Derek is doing in this series. I'm aware as I listen to it that the radio signal that you're hearing right now passes through rooms all over this city, the city that you're in, the country. And in the same way, curses can be going invisibly through rooms, through lives, into families, and even continuing down generations. I'm fascinated by what Derek is teaching. I think it's a key to getting us set free so that we can do the will of God. Listen, just ahead, somebody very special who is going to have a tremendous impact, I think, on the flow of this show over the next months and years is going to be with us. Don't miss this as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Few have had a deeper appreciation of what Christ accomplished through his death and resurrection than Derek Prince. Through his teaching, countless believers around the world have learned to walk in greater levels of freedom, power, and peace because of the depth of that revelation. Now there's a Derek Prince resource that will help you better understand the fullness of your redemption in Christ. It's Derek's booklet, The Divine Exchange. In The Divine Exchange, Derek brings us a complete and panoramic picture of what Jesus paid an awful price to obtain for us. Once you read it, you'll be better equipped to live more freely, more fully, and more powerfully than ever before. That's why we want you to have a copy, free and postage paid, as our gift to you. Simply call 1-800-448-3261 and request your copy of The Divine Exchange. The call and the booklet are both free. That's 1-800-448-3261. 1-800-448-3261.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and in the studio with me today is a dear friend of mine who's also one of the producers of this show, and from time to time he's going to be joining us to bring in facts, to bring in perspective, to bring in testimony. I don't mind telling you that my nickname for this friend of mine is Yoda, because he's so smart and so insightful. So, Dave, with that introduction, you have a lot to live up to, but thanks for being with me today.
Oh, man, what a treat.
You know, this teaching we were listening to with Derek on generational curses, you know, you and I both are fathers. We're both, you know, sort of midlife-ish, you know, 40-ish. And this really has impacted me. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. And as I was listening to the teaching, one of the thoughts that occurred to me is how Derek really, almost single-handedly, it's not too much of an overstatement to say Derek almost single-handedly introduced this teaching to the body of Christ. I thought about that concept of degrees of separation. Everybody's supposedly no more than 6 degrees of separation from anyone else on planet Earth.
Sure.
Anyone in the body of Christ today who has heard teaching about the breaking of generational curses can probably trace that teaching back to, if they found out the pastor that taught it to them learned it from someone else, probably read a book or heard a teaching by Derek Prince, maybe back in the 60s or the 70s or the early 80s. But Derek Prince really was it's in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been in the Word since its authoring and since the Holy Spirit breathed it. But Derek Prince really brought that to the body of Christ. And my goodness, What a transformational teaching.
Unbelievable.
It is.
Unbelievable. And you know, one of the things that I love about Derek is having had the opportunity to write the bio and spend time with him as he talked about where these truths came from in his life. You know, it's one thing to listen to a guy who learned something from a tape or a book. It's another thing to listen to a guy who actually had to manfully mine and champion these truths in his own life. You know, when Derek Prince talks about battling depression, for example, I fully believe Derek Prince would have been dead in his college years or certainly after he became a believer, had he not found these truths. In other words, had he not acquired the truth from Scripture as God showed it to him to battle depression. Well, the same thing is true here. You know, he had some pretty messy things in his family line. He knew it. He talked about it. He battled it. And that's what I love. It's sort of like, don't just tell me what you've learned from a book. Teach me what's worked in your life. And I think maybe that's why Derek's life in ministry is so powerful, because he's given us stuff he's used, and he's saying, go and do likewise.
Absolutely. Here's a guy who was born in India, encountered Christ in a really remarkable way in North Africa, did missionary work in Africa, lived in Israel, witnessed the birth of Israel, but saw really in a remarkable spectrum of cultural settings, curses in operation and in his own life. And just think about it today, Stephen. The teaching of Derek Prince is being disseminated in Africa, mm-hmm. and in India and in China and in points all over the world, where the understanding of how to break generational curses and break curses and live in blessing is absolutely a matter of life and death.
Yeah, no question about it. No question about it. You know what? It interests me too, as regards to the West. You and I are both readers of history. We thought we were moving away from a supernaturalist worldview. We thought we were moving towards a scientific, rationalist, humanist worldview. Maybe a few decades ago. Maybe back in the 50s. Then the 60s hit, and the baby boomer generation moved towards sort of an Eastern mysticism and kind of an alternative kind of spirituality. And then we swam around in kind of a confusion and morass for a while. But what's going on now, as you've observed, is even traditionally non-charismatic, non-Pentecostal, not churches that are not oriented necessarily in the same direction Derek was during his ministry. I mean, an openness to the supernatural, an awareness of the power of God to break strongholds, is having a huge impact. And it seems like it's a perfect time in our culture for this emphasis, because people are open to spirituality and open to answers from sort of the spirit world, if we can say it that way, especially since 9/11, that they haven't been open to before.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, this teaching is absolutely transformational, not just for a villager in Uganda who is concerned about the local shaman or witch doctor. It is absolutely transformational for the housewife and the professional and the college student and people that we encounter every single day who are laboring under tremendous oppression, sickness, a proneness to be in accidents, poverty, lack. All sorts of things that Derek lists and cites from the list in Deuteronomy chapter 28 are living under those things unnecessarily.
Yes, absolutely.
Because they don't understand the teaching that's being presented right now.
Well, thanks, Dave. Great to have you with us. David Holland will be joining us more in the future, and I'm really looking forward to the perspective he's going to bring to the show. Now, listen, I want those of you who are listening to our show today to be sure to log on to the website at derekprince.org. It's a great resource. There's so much information about what's happening with Derek Prince Ministries and what's happening with the show. And there's also a free resource for you called The Divine Exchange, one of Derek's great teachings in booklet form, and you need to get it. So log on to derekprince.org. Well, listen, for David Holland and everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose, for only $14.95, call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. When you do, don't forget to ask for your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, The Divine Exchange. It's our gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And, of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.